Chapter 2. Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Helen scrambled out of their chairs, elbowing each other out of the way in their haste to get to the door. Lexi watched them spill out onto the sidewalk as she followed at a more leisurely pace. The sewer worker was still standing there holding the object, which wasn't a human head per se, at least not a flesh-and-blood head. It was a skull, just bone, and from the look of it, had been in the sewer for quite some time. "Where exactly did you find it?" Nance crouched at the edge of the manhole, peering inside.
"It was in the junction there."
The man pointed down into the hole.
"Must have washed down from further up."
Lexi's gaze followed the man's index finger that pointed in the direction she'd just come from.
"What's up there?" Ida asked.
"The sewer lines run all underneath here. But these bones came from the old sewer,"
the man answered.
"Old sewer?" Ruth echoed.
"The big sections of sewer lines were originally run in the 1930s or 40s. We're replacing most of the lines and blocking off some of the old sections that are in disrepair."
The man tapped the skull.
"This guy must have been lodged up in there and washed down when we flushed the lines, then got stuck here where the line curves."
Helen leaned over the manhole.
"Are there any more bones? I mean, the rest of him has got to be in there, right?"
The man looked down.
"Hard to say. The smaller bones probably washed down further, but there could still be some caught up above."
"How big is it down there?" Ida asked.
"Can a person get in and walk around?"
"Oh, sure,"
the man replied.
"In the main system, anyway. It's tall enough to stand in."
"Really?"
Nan's sharp green eyes sparkled with interest, and she moved toward the ladder the man was standing on.
"Let's get down in there and look around."
The man held out his hand.
"Sorry. We called the police, and they said not to touch a thing. You can't go down there."
Lexi wasn't surprised to see Nan's look of disappointment mirrored in Ruth, Ida, and Helen's eyes. The four ladies had an odd hobby. They were amateur sleuths. They'd helped solve several crimes and even worked closely with the police on a few cases. They'd been instrumental in helping Lexi clear herself when she was accused of poisoning her ex-boyfriend. They even had a name for themselves, the Ladies Detective Club. Lexi knew they wouldn't be able to help themselves from investigating the mysterious skull, and they'd want her to help. The thought caused a trill of excitement to run through her. To tell the truth, she was a bit curious herself and looking for some excitement after her lazy honeymoon with Jack. A tapping sound pulled Lexi from her thoughts, and she turned around to see Victor Nesbaum, the elderly owner of the antique store next to Lexi's bakery, his cane tapping on the sidewalk as he shuffled toward her.
"What's going on?"
Victor asked, looking from Lexi to Nance to the sewer worker. "They found a skull in the sewer pipes," Lexi said.
"Skull?"
Victor's bushy white eyebrows rose up a fraction of an inch, and Lexi motioned toward the sewer worker who held the skull up, then turned it to face them for the first time, revealing the macabre-looking thing had two golden teeth right in the front. Lexi heard Victor gasp, and she put a protective arm around him. Victor was in his mid-80s, not that much older than Nan's, but he seemed much frailer. She hoped seeing such a sight wasn't too much of a shock for him.
"Come on, Mr. Nesbaum, let's get back to our stores."
Lexi gently turned the older man around and started back up the sidewalk.
"This darn sewer project is ruining business."
Victor gestured to the dug-up patches of sidewalk with his cane.
"Tell me about it," Lexi said.
"I'd like to go down to the town hall and give them a piece of my mind. In fact, I'm going to be looking into this very carefully."
Victor glanced back over his shoulder at the skull.
"The last thing we need is some investigation holding up the works and dragging this construction out even longer."
Lexi pressed her lips together. She hadn't thought about that.
Would the police shut down the sewer project and leave the sidewalk in shambles?
Has the new bakery had an impact on your business?
Victor nudged his chin toward the brew and bake. It's hard to tell with the sewer construction going on. Lexi's stomach clenched as she looked back down the street. Business has dropped off, but most people would find it hard to navigate the sidewalk. So I don't really know if the lull is because people prefer to shop at the new bakery, or if it's simply because they can't get to my bakery.
Well, I hope things pick up for you.
Victor frowned at the brew and bake, his eyes taking on a faraway, glassy look.
I can't imagine people preferring her pastries to yours. I don't think she'll be around long. The girl must have no business sense whatsoever. I mean, who, in their right mind, would open a bakery directly across the street from one that is already established and successful?